Okay, Eddie, I think the studio should be right around the corner.
Yeah. If it's been there for the last 3 years, I guess it should be still there, huh?
No need to change it now.
You think they'd have moved it on us? They do things like that, you know.
When they start moving your studio, boy, and don't tell you.
You've got the message.
Huh? Look out, man. The next thing they hide your theme.
Here it is. Still here.
Yeah, okay, here.
Studio 3. Open the door.
All right. Here we go. Come on.
What's the matter with the door?
Hey, look.
What? It's loose. Or
handle's
something.
Loose. We're in the studio, okay, but there's a loose handle.
Well, let me fix it, will you?
Eddie.
Huh?
Get your hand off the door.
Why?
You know the rules.
I know the rules.
Yeah, but you've got to have a union engineer to fix the door.
Fix the door?
That's right.
Oh, come on.
No, that's the rules of the game, boy.
Listen, I fix doors at home all the time.
That's not the point. I'm not questioning your ability. I'm questioning the legality of you fixing
well,
that
look,
door.
Look, we got a show to do. We're on the air in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And by the time I call upstairs and get an engineer down here to fix this door, we'll be right in the middle of our show.
Well,
I mean, and they'll be hammering on the door, and you. How can you do a show?
The rules, though. I mean,
well, I know, but in this case, if you don't blab it around, okay, hand me that little screwdriver.
All right, help yourself.
Now, all you do, see, is you tighten up the franistan right over here on this, and then you just wait a minute, and you sort of right there. Now, then the doorknob. All you got to do, see, the hinge was sprung. Now, all you do is push on the door like that. Like that, and the door fell off.
Let me get the phone, and I'll call an engineer.
Yeah. Right.
The joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
I've ever fixed the door. It's worked.
Well, it's not your fault.
I mean, it's been one of those things that it wouldn't have happened again
in a million years. Well, don't feel badly about
This is the Joy Boys program for Wednesday. This is Ed Walker here.
Coming up on our program, this is Willard Scott here. Coming up on our program is
this me. Is this the information desk? I'd like to have some tickets.
No.
I'm going to New York.
This is please, sir. We're on
NBC show there.
We're on the air here.
Oh, I saw this. The door was open.
No, the door...
Matter of fact, there's no door there.
I know. The door fell off a minute ago. Thanks a lot.
It fell off?
What? It's been a very hot winter. Okay, see you later. Coming up on our show today, we'll have the Lone Ranger will be here. We'll also interview Martin Mamel.
Excuse me. Could you tell me where I could find the newsroom? I have a hot story for them about
ma'am.
A fire.
It's upstairs, about two stories up. Help yourself.
This is nice having that information desk.
That's not the information desk. This is Studio 2.
Where's the door?
There's no door.
I know that.
I know. Coming up, we will interview Mr. Martin Mamel, who is a moose caller. Should be very interesting. And also, we're going... Now, what do you want?
Is this a phone booth here on this door?
Arthur Page,
oh,
for
no
being wise. Just do your... Would you do me a favor?
What?
Take your mechanism and cue up the door.
You want me to fix the door?
Yeah.
I'll do it while the record's on.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
And we'll also have Randy Goon for some poems, and that's about it.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he's going to be here. I was told we were going to serve him with a summons.
Yeah.
And we have an award here, too, incidentally.
That's right.
Yes, sir. This program has been voted by the United States Automobile Body Manufacturers as the biggest dent in radio.
Noah?
Hey, anything at all I can do?
Play the record.
Oh, sure.
And fix the door, Art.
Yeah.
Well,
pardon me there, dear.
At least wait till we open the microphone here before you do things.
I do.
That was Paul Weston of the orchestra. Hooray for love.
Thank you.
Hey, did you know that when you buy milk at Safeway, you actually get a choice of two different kinds of milk?
Well, swell. I knew that, but I'm glad you passed the word along.
Both milks are grade A, and both come in a handy no-deposit no return container.
That's pretty good news.
The cow is not no return, however. They use the cow over again. Well, now let us look at these fine quality milks a little bit closer, shall we?
Yes, I think so. Right. Well, why not?
First of all, there's Lucerne Grade A. That's the bonus quality milk.
Mm-hmm.
In the red and white carton.
Mm-hmm.
Lucerne bonus quality, extra rich creaminess and higher butterfat content, more nutrition, more than even is required by law.
Good news, good news.
Yeah, there's more. There's the Dairyland Grade A milk. Are you familiar with that one?
That's the more economical one, isn't
That's
it?
That's right, with the extra 50. Mm-hmm.
Pretty little blue and white container.
That's the same one, yes.
Half gallon.
Yeah, it's very economical in the half gallon container there. And it has all the nutrition required by law. So you see, you have a choice of milks at Safeway. Dairyland, that's the extra thrifty grade A milk, and of course, Lucerne, the bonus quality grade A milk.
Hey, don't forget, too.
What's that?
Volume 3 of the Golden Book Encyclopedia is available this week for only 99 cents at Safeway.
I want one, Mom. Can I have one,
You sure,
Mom,
kid.
Please,
you can
Mom.
Get one for 99 cents.
Thanks,
I'm not
Mom.
Your mother, kid.
Ah, I saw a resemblance.
Yeah, thank you.
Thrills, makers of Phoebe's, the greatest name in stretch socks, brings you another exciting episode of the Lone Ranger, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, who brought with him law, justice, and the American way of life. It is late evening as our story opens. The daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains and his faithful Indian companion, Pronto, are working their way out of the house in their ranch, trying to find their horses, but it's so dark that apparently the masked rider of the plains and his Indian companion Pronto cannot quite find the horse, as we hear the Lone Ranger say.
Pronto, I don't understand it. Looks like almost a total eclipse. It's so dark here.
It's plenty dark, Kimos Lovey. Very dark, yes.
I think, Pronto, we'll go into town for a few laughs, if it's all right.
Where are horses, fat man?
I don't know, Pronto. I left the horses here a moment ago. I'll just have to slip the rope.
See a thing. You move up here. I got a horse here, okay?
All right. Get on there, Tonto, and see if you can...
Steady, big fellow.
Pronto, what happened?
Me get on wrong horse. Me get on... Silver, me mistake him for Scout.
Well,
it's so dark, can't see.
Let me try. Maybe I can find the other horse. Steady, big fellow. Steady now. Let me get up.
What happened, Masked Man?
I think Scout just came up there, Pronto, and he threw me.
We find horse again, him over here. Where's horse? It's so dark, I... cannot find horse. Come, Masked Man, we... Go inside the garage.
Let's think this thing over.
Meanwhile, it's 2 hours later. The daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains and his faithful Indian companion, Pronto, having fallen off both horses about 8 times, are now in the garage, apparently trying to work out something, as we hear the masked rider say.
Pronto, we've wasted 2 hours trying to find our horses. By the time we get to town, all of the theaters will be closed. There's only one thing left for us to do.
What, that fat man?
Come here, Pronto. And away we go.
Watch my neck, fat man, you would. Jerk neck.
Pronto, I don't know why we wasted so many years with horses when right in the garage was the sports car.
The Lone Ranger is a copywritten feature of General Thrills, also by Campbell Trimble Mendel's Guilty Show. Production. The Lone Ranger is played by Fred Spate. Producer is Grace Wambwam.
Sign is sure, that's called Lucky in Love. This is the Joy Boy Show for Wednesday night, and this is Ed Walker. Willard Scott over there.
We're standing by, Eddie, to talk to Mr. Martin Mammel, a very interesting gentleman who's been in our studio for the last hour. We rehearsed about an hour ago, and We're talking to him now about animal calls. It's time once again for the donning of the red cap and the coat and the horse and out in the woods, the smell of clean rocks and green sights.
Yeah, that's right,
Mm-hmm. Mammal, welcome to our show.
How
and welcome, my partner.
Yeah, how do you do, Mr. Warrior?
How do you do, sir?
Lance, pleasure to be with you. Pleasure's all mine. And for all you sport fans out there, those of you who are interested in hunting and fishing and things like that there, well, the season is about here. Yeah, just about time to get out there and do some hunting. Hope everybody got the dogs all trained, got their rifles all clean and ready to go. And right now, we would like to demonstrate for you a few of the calls. Now, you know, it helps if you can attract the game that you're trying to get, if you know the call of that particular animal. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So what are you going to tell me? What's the bet here?
Well, I thought we'd demonstrate a few of the animal calls and see how they work.
Fine, go ahead.
All right, now, first of all, let us assume that you're duck hunting. You're sitting out there in the duck blind, you know, mm-hmm. sitting out there about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. Sun mm-hmm. just getting to come up over, and you're waiting for the ducks. So you give a duck call, you know, quack, 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 like that, see? Did you call me?
No, Art, why?
Oh, well, I heard somebody call my name, I thought.
You heard somebody call your name?
Well, I got a vibration or something.
Forget it.
They were calling me.
No, it must be a mistake.
Huh?
No, forget it.
Oh, okay. You never know about these calls. They have a weird effect on people, you know.
That's very interesting. Well, what else do you have up your sleeve?
Well, let's see. My arm. Get it? My
nothing.
Arm.
Nothing. Forget it.
Yeah. Well, now, let's see. Let's see. You pick one. You pick one.
How about a squirrel call?
Squirrel call. Yeah, that's a good one. Well, that's a hard one to do, you know. A squirrel makes funny noise.
They sort of make a noise like...
Yeah,
like
that's
that,
it.
You know?
You stand up there and you go... What'd you want?
Nobody wanted you, I don't think, Arthur. Well, what's the matter?
I got the call again. I came on in here.
No. Something, somebody's calling from the transmitter. We're not calling you.
I could have sworn I heard calling. Okay. Very strange.
How about a moose call?
How about that? I was going to suggest that. A moose call.
Yeah?
Well, now let's see. Moose call. Now you got to get back here and you go, moo, moo, moo.
That's a moose call?
Well, the way I do it is, yeah. Now look, you guys, what do you want me to do now? I mean, you call me 3 times here, and each time they give me, playing some kind of an April Fool gag on me or something.
Arthur.
What?
I don't want to say anything. Mr.
What?
Mammal?
How do you do? Yeah.
This is Arthur Page, one of our engineers.
Hi.
I think you ought to have a little talk with him, Mr. Mammal.
Why is that?
Well, I'm not going to say it for sure, but I have a strange suspicion that Noah... Would you play the next record?
Certainly.
Mr. Mammal, would you take Arthur out here and see if you can? He heard those calls.
That's called Swonderful, done for you by the Ames Brothers.
Thank you.
That's all right. That's
thank
one.
You.
That's another one.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Thank you. Four Ames Brothers. Hey, whatever your goal in life, the American University offers the courses you need.
We sing to you all day strong. The words are all so true.
Sir, I'm trying to do a commercial for the American University. I was going to say, whatever your goal, they have the courses that you need.
Well, I went to school there. I was just singing the alma mater. I mean, I don't suppose you get all nervous.
I mean, whatever.
I go outside singing the alma mater.
You can find the courses to bolster your self-improvement. Choose from important cultural subjects, all sorts of things over there.
Do the commercial yet?
No.
Okay.
Come on in and help me do this. Such as appreciation of music and creative painting. Techniques of etching, for instance. There's a good one. Public speaking.
Do the commercial yet?
Not quite, no.
We sing.
Or TV, radio announcing. And the new fall catalog is available right now. If you'd like to have a copy, write or visit the Director of Admissions, Massachusetts and Nebraska Avenue Northwest. Classes start September 19th. And registration is now underway through September 17th. Weekdays, 12:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the American University, where world events and students meet.
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm in a world event.
Oh, well.
I'd like to meet a student.
How do you do?
Hi, student.
Hi, world event.
Come away with me to AU.
And that's the way they meet. You see? So that's what happens at the American University. Willard, you can come in now. The commercial's over.
Okay, honey, I'll be right back.
Yeah, I said the commercial's over. You can come back now. All right?
I'm staying my little heart out there. It was wonderful.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Crazy.
And now it's time for our organist to play a little melody here.
Once again, it's time as we approach eventide to hear words from the pen of Randolph W. Goon on Goon River Anthology.
Mr. Goon, look out. Mr. Goon, you're great.
I'm doing a little track work. I was watching the Olympics on CBS, and I was doing a little track work. Lovers.
And now do you have our first poem?
Certainly, of course I do.
Too loud, Randy. Would you like a little?
Well, it's a little loud, honey, but
I'll turn it down just a shade.
Thank you, dear. Scully, spider.
The spider.
Yeah.
Yes.
One day, while I was feeling gay and riding in my glider, I happened to see upon the seat a little old spider. Of course, I sat down beside her because the spider was drinking cider, and the cider that the glider had in the cider spider was hiding her from the glider's cider. So I said to myself, if I've got to have a glider, I might as well have another rider. So I looked at the spider and said, hi, spider.
When did you write that?
On the way into the studio.
I have a feeling, yes. All right.
It's a new one.
Your second poem.
The new prose style.
Your second.
Of bad poetry.
Your second poem.
Called Pigskin.
In honor of football.
Yes, of course.
All right, let's hear that.
I like to go to football games and watch the teams yell and cheer. Especially every football game that comes around every single year. And when I see the football game, I like to keep my eye up on the old pig skin. Because of all the people that I used to know, some were pigs, and every once in a while I'm thinking I might see somebody's skin. One of the pigs is a skin.
Thank you very much.
Some people like to go to the gym or maybe even, you know, walk out in the street. But as far as I'm concerned, I like to watch an old pig skin. Can't be beat. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Goon.
Good evening, Mr.
That's your poem.
That's it.
Do you have a thought for the day?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Where's the music?
I'm sorry. I thought you were through.
No, I couldn't
say. Don't you play some more?
Well, no,
I lost the page now.
That's your business, honey. The night has 1,000 eyes. But NBC has only one Jack Parr.
I can't find the music.
I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't worry about
it. Is that all right?
Yes, I think so. I'll just call him. You sign off.
Join us next week for another broadcast with Randolph W. Goon.
The joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, that does it for the Joy Boys for this Wednesday evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Winter Scott here, thanking our staff of characters.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. That's okay.
Goodbye, gang. Lots of laughs. We'll see you tomorrow. Here's Charlie Stafford.
Don't forget, this program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas.
Who selected it?
You guys did, I think. The enemy.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
We rehearse the Joy Boys next over NBC.
I got the studio over here.
All right, man.
WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington.
I see, Edward, with the clock on the wall there, it's time for us to begin our program.
Yeah, somebody took the minute hand off, I noticed.
I think it's been swinging around there for about a half an hour.
They were going to fix it, but they're waiting for something else to go wrong because they get it all done at once, I think. And
it's a good day, I think.
I think so.
Working the clock.
We have a show to do, but unfortunately, I'm a little dry here. my throat, you know, and I would very much like to have a cup of coffee. Anybody with me on that?
Mm. My cup of coffee go good. How about you, George? Bobby? Very subdued again today. Arthur Hallam.
He's upset about the fan. Arthur, yes. All right. Yeah, all right. All right, we'll have coffee. Okay, let's...
Arthur's leaving the company. Where's Perky, the page?
I don't know. He's usually making the rounds about it. Why don't you go out and look for him? Maybe he's out in the hall, huh?
Yeah, well,
all right,
he'll go get some coffee, okay?
Yeah, he's always, he's a good sport about it. He's in the pages room right here.
Yeah, I was walking down there.
Honey, I'm sorry about that, and I know I shouldn't have worn the funny hat at the party.
Eddie.
What's he doing?
Perky, come with Sarsaparillas,
and I do strange things. So the lampshade wasn't so bad, but when I screwed the light bulb in my ear, I know that was a little
Perky.
Oh, excuse me, honey. What do you clowns want?
Perky, we want some coffee.
But can a guy have some privacy? I'm talking on the phone here.
Who are you talking
to? My girlfriend, trying to make up here. I have an argument.
We want some coffee from the cast.
Go get it yourself, will you? Look, honey, I'm awfully sorry about that.
Come on.
And I promise you that it'll never happen
again. Come on,
again.
Shut the door. Look, that's ridiculous. When a kid like that can tell guys off like us, boy, it's a pretty sick world.
Yeah. They may be trying to tell us something. Play the theme, George.
We know about young love. We'll give him a few minutes. We'll go back and ask him again.
Sure.
The joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Would like to have my coffee. Though.
Here, Eddie.
Huh?
Oh. I tried to get up the cafeteria and get the coffee, but I couldn't.
Didn't make it in time.
Look, here, look what I found.
What'd you find?
Inga's dressing room.
Inga's dressing room?
It's an old tea bag. It's just about half used. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you take this in here. Here's some warm water over here left over from the cabin show.
Yeah.
We can get some tea, and then we'll go get Perky in a few minutes and try to get
it. It's not quite the same thing, but
here,
I guess I'll have to do. All right.
Well, here,
this is the Joy Boys show for Thursday night. We're going to be with you till 7:30. This is Ed Walker here.
Not bad. Willard Scott over here. We introduced our cast of engineers.
Yeah, we did that.
Coming up on our program, perhaps you'd be interested in knowing that we're going to get some of the boys from upstairs and a couple of the fellows around here and have a recording session.
So we're going to make a record we think will be a million seller.
Have a lot of fun. We're going to record the big noise from Winnetka.
Good.
A couple of the musicians upstairs that work in the offices. Also, we're going to go back to school with a beatnik.
Oh, yes.
Take you to a beatnik school in Georgetown. And finally, of course, you know...
The Sodbuster ride out of Northwest.
We have an award, Edward.
Hey, that's good to know that. Yeah, what happened?
The District of Columbia and the Maryland and Virginia Department of Highways have just voted the Joy Boys the biggest bypass on radio.
How about that,
Dave? Eddie, I think Perky's probably finished. Come on, let's...
Yeah, let's try the door again.
Listen, I told you, Esmeralda, that I was sorry... And I promise that I won't go to any more parties during the week.
Young love is ridiculous.
And I really didn't think...
Perky, when you get some coffee, get off that bowl.
Shut up.
Ah, Nelson Riddle in the orchestra, and from his album of music from the Untouchables, that's called The Loop.
Okay, fellas, let's, take it from the top again, just like we did before. We're trying to get ourselves organized to get the song working right. Oh, excuse me.
The band is all rehearsed.
Thank you, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, Willard Scott here. We are going to do something a little unusual in the Joy Boys. We have a group of musicians. These are all amateur guys from upstairs.
Thank you for that vote of confidence.
Well, that's not a
person. We're giving
thing.
Them the benefit of the doubt.
We're referring to your professional status. These are people from the accounting department here at NBC upstairs and programming and the various newsroom departments. And so we've got, we're going to do a recording of, you remember the old favorite, Eddie, Big Noise from...
Winnetka? Yeah, that was the thing that they used to do with Bob Crosby, and they had the guy playing the bass.
That's right. Bobby Sherwood had a pretty big recording.
Well, Bobby Haggard and Ray Vaduke, and one guy used to whistle.
Yeah.
And all we need is a whistler.
We got one.
You do?
Oh, yeah. We got the kid upstairs from accounting. He's
got really? Is that who that kid is in the hall?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you know about Charlie Thistler, the musical whistler?
Well, that's me. Yes, sir. Charlie Thistler, the musical whistler. I've been whistling my way around here at parties.
You were on Peter Hackett's original Amateur Hour there for years.
That's right, yes. I got two votes, as a matter of fact, from Hoboken. They love me there.
Well, Charles Thistler?
Yes, that's... You call me Charlie if you
want. Okay, Charlie. Well, if the gang's all ready, you ready, fellas?
Yeah. Okay, well, I come in after about four bars there.
Okay, you know the bit. Now stand by.
Oh, I know this one by heart.
Bobby, can you turn the machine on?
Three, four. One, two, three, four.
I'm just warming up here. Here we go. Stand by. Oh, just a minute. Let me...
Cut, fellas, please, cut.
Well, wait. I hope you'll forgive me.
Charlie, what's the matter?
Well, I just had a lemonade up there in the cafeteria, and I'm all puckered up, you see, and I can't seem to get my whistling right. I'm trying to unpucker right now, if you'll bear with me.
Okay. Okay, wait.
That's a little better.
Okay. Ready, fellas?
Yes, I'm ready.
Right, wait a minute. Okay. Take it again from the top, boys, okay?
Yeah. All right, I'm ready.
Start with the tone box.
And three and four and... One, two, three, four. Okay.
Hey, I'm going pretty good now, aren't I?
All right. Did you see that?
Cut. Now what's the matter, Charlie?
Oh, it's a funny-looking thing. An engineer in a control room wearing a Bozo wig. You just tore me apart.
Oh, why do you guys cut up? Is that what broke you up?
Yeah, that was the funniest. Well,
I don't
think
that's funny
at all.
Did
you know that? See, that would be great at a Halloween party, you know?
Look, let's take it from the top this time. You think you can do it all right
now? I know. I've done it for years.
We're going to get it. The guy's lunch hour will be over pretty soon.
Well, all right. Let me try it once more.
All right, here.
I'm all unpuckered now.
All right, let's go.
You start it. Go ahead.
All right, guys, ready, fellas?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Two and three and four and one.
Charlie. Cut the music. We're going to do it without the whistling.
I overdid it.
Okay, look, just forget it, Joe. Let's just play the one and two and three and four.
Yeah, we finally got through the big noise from Winnetka without the benefit of our whistler, Charlie Thistler.
I'm really so thirsty, I'm about to go crazy. Let's go get Perky again.
Come on.
He must be off the phone by now.
Listen, Esmeralda, I wish you'd let me come over and see you this evening. I mean, after all, we've been going together for 3 years.
Perky, would you please get off the phone?
Would you guys leave me alone? I'm trying to patch up my love world here.
All we want is a cup of coffee, Perky. Would you please get off the phone? Talk to your girl later.
Don't worry about these finks, honey. They're just, they think they're big stars.
Come on, honey,
that's all they are. Yeah, there has been.
Why did he trade that?
He's really got a lot of nerve for Pate.
I don't know why. Just a couple. Let me do the... We have a Safeway
commercial. Somebody at the door.
Come in. We've got to do a Safeway commercial. Come on.
I'm from the Safeway store, and I brought you the two legs of lamb here for the commercial, right there.
Two legs of lamb?
Yeah, it's supposed to be used on a television Safeway commercial tonight.
Yeah, well, this is on radio. We don't need the lamb here.
Well, they're here. Take them home, have them.
Thanks a lot.
That's all right. You know, Safeway is the place where you find the food is first. You know that.
Yeah.
I mean, that means there's only one quality there at Safeway.
Why didn't you call us before you brought the lamb over to check?
I tried, but the phone was all tied up. I mean, it was busy for the last hour.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for leaving
Just thought I'd tell you this week, Safeway is featuring Leg of Lamb, you know.
I know. We're going to do a commercial for them.
Meat value that means distinctive and hearty flavor for your meals.
I understand that.
Properly trimmed before weighing, USDA choice grade guaranteed by Safeway.
We know all that.
Now, Leg of Lamb, as I say, is featured this week at Safeway. Yeah. That's only 59 cents a pound, too, boy.
We got all that.
So why don't you serve your family a tasty roast Leg of Lamb? I mean, that's why I bring them down for you. You can perk up the interest in hearty meals.
That's what you perk up perky.
During the busy days. And now you'll find that this is really the tenderest and the best lamb value when you buy it at Safeway.
Well, we know all that. In fact, I was going to read the commercial.
Money saving price, 59 cents a pound.
I got the commercial.
Say, oh, you do? Well, go ahead, you read it then.
There's only one line left.
Oh, well, read it. Be my guest.
That's Safeway, where food is first.
Yeah.
Are you in the union?
No.
Good evening. This is your announcer, Georgetown, speaking to you from Georgetown, where we are at the non-existent donut shop, talking to Nick Beat.
Send me, man. Send me with that. Oh, that music is wild.
The Beatnik. Something new has been added to the world of Beatniks in Georgetown. We have with us Nick, who's going to tell us a little bit about the new school for Beatniks. Since this is September and schools are opening, the Beatnik school is opening. Nick?
Yes.
Charlie?
Pops, how are you? Yes, Daddy.
Would you lay a little knowledge on us?
Lay a little knowledge on you, man. I think you could use it, man.
Tell us a little bit about your school here. When does class
Man, you won't have stacks, but you knock it down just a few dB. Yeah, that's fine.
Would you tell us when school begins, sir?
Why, school begins from 9 to 4, man. The bongo rings at 9.
It's pretty normal time, 9 to 4.
No, this is 9 p.m. to 4 a.m., Daddy.
It's staggering right here at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, Pops.
Can't even, I mean, they're good
enough. Yeah, man, the sun hurts their eyes, man.
Well, I noticed walking over here, this is quite an unusual globe you have.
You think that, do you?
Well, this world is square.
Man, I've been saying that for years. I'm glad that you are one of us. You have noticed it, yes.
Do you have any agricultural courses, Nick?
You mean like farming, man? Well, like we studied beets, like musical beats, that is, chops with which you utter words, man, and all sorts of things like that, man.
Corn, Nick.
Man, or we listen to Lombardo once in a while, a few waltzes, things like that. That's corn to us.
Let me give you a couple of tests, because I'd like to know, for instance, what you know about geography.
Man, like I know everything there is to know, man.
Where is the moon?
The moon is far out, man.
Yeah, well, that makes sense, I guess.
I thought so.
Do you have any grading system for the kids?
Grade?
Do you grade the kids?
Oh, yes, man.
We don't use,
no, we don't. That is outmoded, man. That is like a square, man. We have what we call SCKD.
SCKD?
Yeah, man, that's swinging, crazy, kooky, and drag.
Nobody ever fails. They're just
Just a drag, man.
Well, let me try on history. I mean, I want to make sure I'm not convinced that you guys know what's going on.
Yes, man.
Who invented the steam engine?
I think it was Thelonious Monk.
Oh, for him.
Yes, man, he did that. Let's face it, Pops, you can ask me everything because I know what is in every book in every library in the world, man.
Well, okay, well, thanks.
Words.
It's been
That's what's in all those books.
Yeah, I've read it. Well, thanks a lot, Nick. It's been wonderful.
Yes, but if you excuse me right now, I have got to go to my music appreciation class, which is about to convene in the next room, man.
This is more like it. May I join you?
Why, certainly. Feel free to enter the room.
Okay.
Leave your espresso cup at the door, though, man, will you? Because they have to clean them.
All right.
The teacher is about to begin the class, so if you'll just sit down and be quiet, man.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the latest man in our orchestra, the best-looking boy in the band to come out here to sing a song, Rocky Rockwell from the brass section.
Man, look, Nick.
Yes, Pop.
That's Lawrence Welk. He's no hipster.
Yeah, man, I know that, but this is a very liberal school. And besides, man, like, we need the money, and he works cheap. He's doing a benefit for us, man.
That was Pat Boone and a little thing there called San Antonio Rose. Thank you very much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time now to invite you to stay tuned for
The Sod Buster.
From out of Northwest on the Gulf Boulevard come the thundering hoofbeats, the great horse Platinum, with a cloud of dust and a hearty hi-ho slobber. The Sod Buster rides again. Nowhere in the pages of history can you find a greater campaign of justice. A more fearless, hard-riding, straight-shooting, beer-drinking, deep-breathing son of the sod. It's the Sod Buster.
true gentleman of the old school. Men feared him. Little children respected him. Women loved him. A true gentleman of the old West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of many old years we find roaming about the wild badlands of the old West, the Sod Buster. The Sod Buster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard and his sidekick, Chester Drawer.
Here, Chester.
Yes, Mister. Oh, Marshal, you kicked me right in the old saddlebag.
Yeah, I got you there, dead center.
In their quest for law and order and words to crossword puzzles, the Sod Buster and his sidekick, Chester Drawers, established law wherever the West was won. It is early afternoon as our story opens. The Sod Buster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard, is waiting somewhere in the back of his office, apparently working over some suitcases.
See, I'll take my canteen, a saddlebag, and some cigarette papers and some tobacco to roll them.
His sidekick, Chester Drawers, comes out of the office.
Now, let's see here. Just fix this up here, pack it all nice.
Howdy, Marshal. How are you doing?
Chester, didn't see you come in there, boy.
Where you are going all getting your bags all packed like that, Marshal?
Well, I got to leave Dodge for a few days, Chester.
Where you going, Marshal?
Going to school.
You is what?
Yeah, Chester, I'm going back to cowboy school for the fall semester.
Have you lost your mind, Marshal?
Oh, sorry, Chester. I want to learn all that TV technique, you know, how to have camera appeal so I can get a high rating here.
Maybe that explains what I saw parked out front of the Marshal's office.
What's that?
Well, there's Bat Masterson and Paladin, and there's also two of them Maverick boys out there on their horses.
Yeah, well, we're all riding back together. Chester's cheaper going over the toll roads that way. All right, fellas, you ready to go?
Hey.
There we go, boy. Let's sing our college song. What do you say, fellas?
All right, there. Hey.
Hey, you can stop now, Art.
Ah!
That's it for the Joy Boys for this evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott thanking all of you for listening tonight.
That's all right.
Thank you very much. Enjoy it.
We'll see you tomorrow, same time, with more fun and frolic.
We get one more listener tonight.
Yeah.
Another two of them.
Don't forget, this program has been selected to be heard by the enemy. I mean, our armed forces overseas.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Hear the Brothers Karamazov dramatized tonight on the NBC Radio Network. Okay, Eddie, I think it's time for us to go on in the studio here.
What's going on over there?
Oh, wait, look. Mr. McKaynine, the NBC public relations man, is up on the...
You come right on in, boys. That's all right. I'm just about finished here.
Hey, Mr. McKaynine, how are you doing there?
Wonderful, wonderful.
What are you doing up on that stepladder up on the wall?
Well, we of the station management have had a big meeting this morning, and we're hanging management all over the station.
Well, I think that's...
No, I mean their pictures.
Yes,
we have decided that management should be represented through their pictures in every studio and office in this building so that they might attain the high and lofty position that they so rightly deserve.
Why? Yeah, we're all...
We'll find that.
Glad you're in accordance.
Pretty wonderful idea. Well, look, go ahead and hang your picture.
Thank you.
Stand out of the way. Whose picture is that?
That is our program director, Mr. William Grayson.
Oh, yeah, look, Eddie.
Yeah, it's a good likeness.
Picture of Willie Grayson, our program.
As you sit in the studio doing your program from that high and lofty perch on the wall, Mr. Grayson will look down upon you with an air of approval.
That's right.
Your workmanship on the air.
That's wonderful. Well, look, straighten it out a little bit there.
Got it?
Yeah. About there? Almost. It's a little low on the right.
Now,
put it down there. That's perfect. Don't touch it. Yeah,
wonderful.
Help you off the ladder here.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Now, when you look at this picture, I'm sure it will help you to attain high and higher program standards.
I think I hear the theme. We better get in the studio.
Well, all right. Yeah.
The joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, sir, Joy Boys time for Friday night. This week sort of went by in a hurry.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. You caught it.
And this is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott here, Edward. That's our bell ringer, George Brewington. Our two bell ringer there, Bobby Shenton.
And he's getting ready to go on vacation.
Oh, Bobby's flipped.
Isn't that nice?
Tape recorder there.
And we have a nice little program for
Wait a minute.
What's that?
Look over there, sleeping with a console. Don't ignore old Betty Growler.
Oh, boy.
Boy, does he look, boy. His wife threw him out of the house. He was here at 7 o'clock this morning. This is the earliest he's ever been here.
Hay fever. He comes in for the air conditioning.
Watch this, Eddie. Wake up, Paige.
System 2.
No, no, System 2. We're just on the air. Stand by.
What?
Tell them what's coming up on our show.
Yeah, we got a show tonight I think you will enjoy. We're going to have for you Sammy Skin, who is our studio drummer. He'll come by and drum out a few selections. We'll also have a visit from Miss Janitor, the WRC Weather Girl. And finally, a visit from Mr. Fix-It.
We have an award, Edward.
Hey, we do? Wonderful.
Yes, we do.
What is it?
Edward, the tailpipe and muffler manufacturers of Greater Washington have just voted the Joy Boys the biggest backfire in radio. Eddie.
Hmm?
What was that?
Grayson's picture just fell off the wall.
That's Sing Something Simple there.
Done for you by Mr. Frank Comstock and his orchestra on the Joy Boys show for this Friday evening. Just about time for our next feature. Ah, here he comes now. Sammy Skin, our studio drummer.
Just a second. I'm sorry I'm doing this on your show. Sammy,
what are you doing?
I wish you would come in during the record. I mean, that's a little awkward.
I'm very sorry. I was held up. I missed the bus.
You mean to tell me you dragged those drums over here on the bus?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
The driver almost threw me off.
Three cymbals, a bass drum, and about, looks like three snares, a bongo, and one tom-tom.
The brushes are sticking out of my hip pocket along with the tone block.
Here's the tone block.
Did you explain to the audience the reason we have this drummer, Willard? I mean...
Well, maybe you didn't hear the show a couple of weeks back when we hired Sammy.
No, I didn't hear it.
It's not important. I'm not talking to you, Sammy. I'm talking to people. The reason is that every show should have at least a studio musician, and we want to keep musicians working.
Thank you.
And so we hired Sammy to come up on our show.
You and your boss, thank you, too.
We appreciate it. We're all for the thing, you know. So Sammy is the closest thing we could find to complete talent, and we got, you know, our money's worth. Sammy plays the drum and accompanies himself.
That's right, and this evening I have worked up a very special medley.
Let me ask you, what do we have this evening, Sammy?
Well, inasmuch as the autumn is approaching, I thought I would do a medley of autumn favorites, some of the songs that people associate with the month of September and falling leaves and things.
Well,
And would you like to know what I'm going to sing?
What are you going to sing?
Going to have Shine On Harvest Moon, School Days, and The Autumn Leaves.
Very good.
All right. Let me just get seated here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Start the metronome for me, Lord, so I get the beat here. All right.
Sammy Skin.
One, two, three. Shine on harvest moon. Up in the sky. I ain't had no love since January, February, June, and July. No time, ain't no time to stay. A darn spoon. So shine on harvest moon for me and my gal.
Remember this one now, folks?
Here we go. School days, dear old golden rule days. Reading and writing and arithmetic, taught to the tune of a hickory stick. You were my queen in calico. I was your bashful barefoot beau, and you wrote on my slate, "You are a schmo." When we were a couple of kids.
Emmy skin now and autumn leaves from our memory.
The autumn leaves drift by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. The falling leaves are drifting slowly. I forgot the words, as you well know. But I
fell off the seat.
Excuse me. Well, that's our medley. I'm still going with my feet here. I'm tangled up in the drums. Would you get me out of here? I can't
Barry.
Seem to stop.
Sammy.
Yes.
I think that was.
Thank you very much. Next week, I'm going to do a medley of Russian folk songs.
I cling to the kiss.
Yeah, there you go. It's Miss Doris Day, and that's called If I'm Not Near the Boy I Love the Boy I'm Near. That's what she's saying.
I see. Yeah. All right.
This is the Joy Boys for Friday night.
Wonderful fresh produce from Safeway.
That's right. That's right. And we have some guaranteed things for you this weekend, guaranteed for freshness, flavor, and quality. Now, for instance, this week, Safeway is featuring U.S. number one white potatoes, which are a real favorite. They're 25 cents a pound. The 25 pounds are only 65 cents. I read that wrong.
Wonderful fresh produce from Safeway.
You said that before. 25 pounds, only 65 cents. So these are always a favorite, whether they're baked or fried or boiled or sliced or mashed, or eaten whole, or mixed with other foods. Potatoes are full of energy, and your family is going to love them, I'll tell you that.
Wonderful fresh produce from Safeway.
Look, would you read some of the commercial instead of just saying that, sir? I mean, we
the
all...
The line I have here
oh, that's the only
fresh
line?
Produce from Safeway.
But if you're watching your waistline...
wonderful people to do business
and
with.
Still crave potatoes, remember that one medium-sized potato has about 100 calories. That's about the same number of calories that you'll find in an orangi. Oh, an orange, I'm sorry, or an apple.
Listen, Mother, you want to get out there to Safeway.
Yes, that's
They're
right.
Wonderful people.
U.S. number one,
really
white potatoes, 25 pounds, only 65 cents. And they have other produce that you'll find this week at Safeway.
Wonderful.
Extra fancy beans. Nobody wants
fresh.
Beans that aren't fancy. Let's
wonderful
face it.
Fancy beans.
Fresh, crisp, and flavorful.
Wonderful. People.
2 pounds, only 25 cents. Also, fresh Bartlett pears, tender, juicy, and delicious, 2 pounds or only 29 cents.
Wonderful pears.
Just a few of the many wonderful bargains you'll find at Safeway.
Wonderful people.
Where food is first.
Wonderful people.
Thank you.
Wonderful. The kids are back in school again. Now the moon is turning yellow. And here's the girl who's still looking for a fellow. Stepping out of her glass booth here at Radio Central. Miss Janitor.
Oh.
Gee, I'm sorry about that. Me and the fellow, Sammy Skin, left his drums in the studio here. Got me.
Oh, dear. Ah. Thank you very much.
Oh!
That's all right.
Funny, you must have picked up a little weight over the summer.
Vacation, you know.
Golly bumps, Uncle Jack. Yeah. You really,
You ready?
Slim Jim, the greatest name in donuts, bring you now Miss Janitor and the weather forecast for the nation's capital.
Raccoon coat. Raccoon hat. Foot warmer. Hand warmer, hip flask, baton, cheerleader's book, lots of boyfriends.
Excuse me here.
Yeah.
Nimrod.
Yeah.
Would you do me a favor?
Certainly.
Would you care to tell us, what are you babbling about?
Well, this is the college season. I'm preparing for all the big football games I'll be attending.
It's not for another couple of weeks.
Well, I'm packing and checking inventory.
You're going to hit all the universities on the weekend?
Oh, yes. Make the round.
I knew that you'd gone to college this summer. I heard you on Janitor, the weekend radio
service. That's right. Rah, rah, this boom bah. That's what I learned in college.
Slim Jim, the greatest name in Instant Donut, has just brought you Miss Janitor and the Washington Area.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Those are the high lows and a lot of living to do.
High lows.
Hi.
Very modern singing group there. And this is the Joy Boys program for Friday evening.
WRC Radio, in cooperation with Johnson & Swanson, the world's greatest manufacturer of first aid kits, brings you another visit with Mr. Fix-It, Radio's original do-it-yourself program.
I was all
today, as we join Mr. Fix-It, we find him in his basement workshop.
I long to
apparently
be
he's
back there where I was a scholar.
Apparently he has no idea what he's doing. He has nothing else that looks normal to me. I just a good big old ahoy there, Mr. Fix-It.
Hi, ahoy vey there, Willard Scott, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and scholars all over America.
Mr. Fix-It, it's wonderful to be back with our new fall series of programming, and here you are in your basement workshop, just knee-deep in all sorts of gadgets.
That's me.
Might I say, Mr. Fix-It?
You might say that.
All right, thank you, sir.
Right, and we're working on, science, always doing wonderful things for people.
Very fantastic operation here, Mr. Fix-It. Maybe you'd like to tell our thousands of listeners what do you have for us this evening?
What's
the
word to you? Oh,
no, I don't mean that.
Now, actually, with the children going back to school all over America, and I know of a couple of kids of my own, that the problem of taking notes in class has become the most important thing, and I am here to simplify that problem for kids all over America.
That's wonderful, Mr. Fix-It. Now, give us just a little more of an idea.
Well, usually, you go to school with the note paper, the line paper, the slate, and the pencils, and the sharpeners, and everything. We're here to simplify this. I have developed a new machine, which is a combination tape recorder and printing press.
I see.
Now, how this works, I'll explain this to you. You sit in the class, and you hold this microphone. See, this very tiny microphone.
Oh, very infinitesimal, this microphone.
Very close to your mouth. And as the teacher is giving the lecture, you repeat the parts that you want for notes. Like if he says, we'll have an exam Thursday, you say, exam Thursday. And you say this into the tape recorder.
Yeah.
But it's not just a simple recorder. The sound vibrations are then converted into printed letters. Miniature printing press a la Gutenberg. And there you have this simple unit, which you can take from class to class, and just by saying the notes, and when the class is over, you have complete notes already on paper.
All right. Well, that sounds simple enough. Can we demonstrate the machine?
Certainly. The machine only weighs 300 pounds, and any kid can operate it. I want you to know that.
300 pounds?
That's right. Good for you. Exercise. And
all right. Let me give me the microphone, and I'll take notes, all right?
All right.
You be the teacher.
I'll be the teacher,
okay.
And you just take
notes. Where do you turn
the
machine on?
Right here. Ready? Okay. That's a little warning bell that lets you know it's going.
Good
morning, class.
Good morning, class.
Today, we're going to study more about mathematics. Now, you must remember, of course, the first rule of mathematics is always to double-check everything. Double-check everything that you're saying.
Everything
your y times and position, subtraction, multiplication,
thank you.
Mr. Fix-It, I couldn't hear a thing you said. I mean, that thing is too cumbersome and noisy. And
maybe it needs a little oil.
Look, it's got grease all over my suit.
I'm sorry.
It's a dirty machine,
good
Mr. Fix-It, really.
Well, no.
We've been visiting with Radio's original smell bed, too.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Radio's original do-it-yourselfer, Mr. Fix-It, brought to you by...
the pencil box, kids.
Johnson & Swanson, the world's foremost manufacturer of first aid kits. Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fix-It say...
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
And so it's all over for another week, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to thank our producer, Richard the Lionhearted. Our director, Marco Polo. Scripts and special material by Queen Isabella. And our lawyer, Clarence Darrow.
I definitely lost this one, boy.
Thanks to Arthur Page, Georgie Brunken, Bobby Shen, Pete Boo Boo, Willard Scott,
and me,
Ed Walker.
See you.
Stay tuned next as the staff announcer comes in late in an open studio on the NBC Radio Network. WRC, WRC-FM, Washington.